Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Samuel 3, verse 1 to 21. 1 Samuel 3, 1 to 21. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons blasphemed God, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering." Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." Samuel answered, "Here I am." "What was it he said to you?" Eli asked. "Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. My theme for reflection is discerning and responding to God's call. Discerning and responding to God's call. In this story, we see young Samuel serving under Eli in the temple during a time when divine revelations were rare. Samuel's repeated failure to recognize God's voice, mistaking it three times for Eli's, not only highlights his initial inexperience, but also emphasizes the infrequency of God's messages during that period. This repetition is a poignant reminder of the patience required to learn and discern the voice of God. When Samuel finally understands and responds to God's call, the message he receives is both severe and prophetic, forecasting harsh judgment on Eli's family due to the misdeeds of his sons. This moment of revelation thrusts Samuel into a challenging position, having to bear and relay a burdensome truth. His courage in doing so marks a significant transition from a temple server to a prophet, demonstrating growth and maturity. My dear friends, this story serves as an important lesson on divine communication, underscoring the importance of patience, mentorship, and the readiness to engage in meaningful dialogue with God. Samuel's journey from uncertainty to purpose illustrates how responding faithfully to God's call can profoundly shape one's destiny and impact. Let us take three questions for reflection. The first is, how do we distinguish God's voice in our lives? What practices or disciplines help us to be attentive and responsive to His calling? Number two, how significant are mentors like Eli in our spiritual lives? How can we be mentors to others, guiding them towards recognizing and fulfilling God's purpose in their lives? Number three, how do we handle the responsibility of conveying difficult truths or divine messages? What does it mean to speak with integrity and courage, especially when the message may not be well received? Heavenly Father, like Samuel, may we be attentive and responsive to your voice. Grant us the wisdom to discern your call amidst the noise of our lives and the courage to act faithfully on your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.